Rogue Pictures.
Oh, honey, you don't look so good.
You should stay home from brunch.
Are you sure? You really want to go?
Oh, you stay and rest. You can see Grandma when we get back.
Eric's mum gives him a kiss and goes, leaving him in bed. Eric, who's about 18, stares up at the ceiling. As he hears the front door close, he smiles and gets up out of bed. He looks out of the window and sees his mum and dad get in a car. He goes over to a bookcase and takes a superhero action figure off a shelf and uses it to lever a panel off the bookcase. He takes out a porno video, Pussy Palace 1985, featuring Crystal Honey.
Thank you, Video Barn Dumpster.
He takes the video and a bottle of lubricant downstairs into the living room and closes the curtains. As he does so, a man mowing the lawn outside waves to him. Eric waves back before closing the curtain. He takes the video out of its box, loads the tape into the player, and switches it on. On screen, Crystal Honey is doing her stuff.
You wanna fuck me, baby? Oh, yes.
He pauses the tape and goes to the window. It's Lawnmower Man.
Hey, Eric, do you know if your dad still has my clippers?
I have no idea, Mr. Williams.
All right, go back to what you were doing.
Eric nods and closes the curtain. He has to turn the TV volume up to combat the noise of the mower. He sees a pair of headphones by the stereo. He plugs them into the TV. The flex is too short and then any pulled off as he steps back.
Fuck me, baby!
Yes, please.
He drops his boxer shorts, squirts some lube in his hand and gets some tissues.
Oh, yeah, so good.
Eric wanks along to the tape. His mum and dad drive up.
I told you I was paying, so what's the difference if you forgot the coupon?
Honey, she doesn't like to waste money.
There's no way I'm letting you pay full price when there's a 2-for-1 coupon sitting on the counter.
I'll be right out.
I'm coming too. Now I gotta pee.
I'll check on Eric.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
You like that?
Oh, yeah.
I like that too.
Here we go.
Okay, Mom.
Harder. Oh, yeah, so good.
Like this?
Yeah, right there, babe.
Like this?
Yeah.
Like this?
Baby, do me just like that.
Okay, that a girl.
Oh.
From behind?
Yeah, baby, harder.
Okay. Oh,
you want to come for me, baby?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
So close.
Come for me, baby.
I will.
I'm almost there.
You gotta come for me.
Oh,
that's it, baby.
Eric spins around as his parents and grandma come in. He involuntarily spunks all over grandma.
Grandma! Grandma!
Grandma?
Grandma keels over backwards.
And that's the day my grandmother died. And it's pretty much the story of my life. But let me back things up a little bit.
American Pie presents The Naked Mile. A slightly younger Eric is at a teenage party.
That's me. Not exactly the life of the party. That's my buddy, Mike Kuzman. Everybody calls him Kuz, because that's all he's ever interested in. Kuz is a self-proclaimed ladies' man and a legend in his own mind. Sometimes his methods are questionable.
A girl knees him in the balls.
Very smooth.
Oh, please. I consider that foreplay.
Where's Ryan?
Oh, I don't know. Last time I saw him, he was dancing with Stacy and Shep.
That's my best friend, Ryan Grimm. I don't know how he does it.
Ryan's in bed with a couple of girls.
See? I told you there was enough for both of you.
He moved here in second grade. Believe it or not, back then, I was the one showing him the ropes. Now he's the quarterback of the football team and the coolest guy in school.
I brought you a vodka and ginger ale so it won't upset your stomach.
Oh, thanks. That's my girlfriend, Tracy. We met in biology junior year.
Now make the first incision into your frog. Cut along the ventral side from the pelvic to the pectoral girdle.
Eric faints into Tracy's lap.
I don't know what she saw in me, but when I finally got up the nerve to ask her out, She said yes.
Oh, no, it's okay.
And for some reason, she kept going out with me. It's like she totally gets me.
Oh.
And I try my best to get her.
They play video games. Now they're riding. Tracy takes a jump and turns to Eric.
Come on, take the low one, it's easy.
It's a very low jump.
Screw it.
Eric canters his horse towards the microscopic hurdle. His horse still refuses it and throws him from the saddle. Tracy dismounts and runs over to him.
Are you all right?
Oh, I don't know. Is it possible to break your ass?
Okay. I promise I'll never make you ride a horse again.
Looks like she's perfect, right? There's just one problem. Tracy's not ready to have sex yet. So that makes me a virgin. Now, being one of the only virgins in school is bad enough, but it's even worse for me. Yep, I'm a Stifler. My cousins are the legendary Stifler boys. Steve, his brother Matt, and our other cousin, Dwight. You see, with my last name comes responsibility, a reputation that I'm supposed to live up to. Unfortunately, I've let down the family name on more than one occasion.
What's your problem, Eric? Your cousin would have helped me steal this beer. Dude, a real Stifler would have totally fucked that goat.
If you were really a Stifler, you would have nailed Tracy by now.
Stifler. My name, my legacy, my curse.
Eric's with Ryan and Coos in the school gym.
I can't believe you killed your grandmother from jerking off.
Coroner's findings were inconclusive.
Why are you still whacking it to that dumpster porn?
Yeah, why don't you just go on the internet like a normal person?
No, because my mom put on that cyber nanny after you spent the entire night looking up German fetish porn.
Man, you are pathetic.
You know who I blame for this? Tracy.
What? Why?
Because if she would just give up a little ass, then maybe you wouldn't be killing your relatives with your money shot.
Eric takes Ryan's barbell.
Eric, you cannot graduate a virgin. For Christ's sake, you're a Stifler.
Eric looks awkward. Tracy finds him as he walks along a corridor.
Hey, sweetie. How was your math class?
It was all right. How was English?
Pretty interesting, actually. You know that kid that I always tell you about? He was doing that pencil thing all...
That's cool.
He opens his locker.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Eric, we've been dating for 2 years. I know when something's bothering you.
Nothing's wrong. I don't know why you think you have this psychic ability to read me.
Because I do. What is it?
You're gonna think I'm an asshole. Let's just forget about it.
Come on, Eric. You know you can talk to me about anything.
All right.
He closes up his locker and turns to her.
It's the sex. I mean, we've been together for 2 years. 2 years, Trace. I mean, when we were juniors, it was one thing, but... We're seniors now, and this whole virgin thing is starting to have some serious consequences. I mean, people are dying.
I told you I'm not ready.
I am so ready. Can I be ready enough for the both of us?
It doesn't work that way.
It should.
I'm sorry, Eric. I know how patient you've been.
I know, it's just sometimes...
What?
Well, you're a girl. It's a lot easier for you to be a virgin, because the longer you stay a virgin, the more pure and innocent you seem. The longer I stay a virgin, the more I become the laughingstock of the entire school.
I'm sorry, but I mean...
I'm sorry I brought it up. Look, I gotta go. I'll see you after school.
Okay.
He gives her a kiss and goes.
Bye.
She looks troubled. In the girls' changing room...
I'm telling you, his dick was this big.
What about Eric? I bet he's got a big one.
Well, Tracy wouldn't know.
Whatever.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty hard to figure out dick size from dry humping.
Brooke, that's mean. Just because I don't have a catalog of the school's dick sizes like you doesn't mean I don't know a thing or two.
Okay. So how big is Eric's?
Tracy brushes her hair.
See, told you.
Come on, Brooke. It's not like that with us. I mean, Eric's different. He respects my boundaries.
Well, you better give that boy a reason to stick around, or he's going to find a girl with looser boundaries.
Eric would never do that.
Yeah, that's what you said about Trent. He broke up with you over sex, and that was sophomore year.
Yeah, this just isn't gonna work without the sex.
God, Trent is cute. And I heard he just broke up with Holly. Look, Tracy, we love you, and we love Eric, but let's get real. He's a guy, and guys have certain needs.
They really do. It's like a caveman thing or something.
Yeah, I can't believe you've kept him tied up this long.
Hey, Eric. Guess who I just talked to?
Who?
Your cousin Stifler up at Michigan.
Why are you talking to my cousin's wife?
Oh, we talk all the time. What? We have a lot in common.
What's that crazy bastard up to?
He's in some fraternity, and all those guys do is drink and fuck. And it just so happens that they're throwing a monster party this weekend for the Naked Mile.
What's the Naked Mile?
Oh, dude, it's this thing where thousands of students run naked through campus. It's their way of blowing off steam after exams.
Thousands of naked chicks?
Stifler says that this party is gonna be epic. Bottom line is this place is played out. High school's over for us. It's time to plant our flag in a new land.
Porn, cum shot, dead grandmother, grounded forever.
Don't worry. Just tell your parents that, you know, you're thinking about going to school there.
I don't know, man.
Oh, please. Your mom cried when you told her you were going to school in Boston. She'll probably help you pack if she thinks it'll keep you close to home.
I'll help you pack. I'll make sandwiches.
Chicken salad?
Of course. Are you going to get a chance to see your cousin?
Yeah. You might stop by and say hello.
Now, there's someone you should definitely look up to. I bet he doesn't have time to blow his load in his family.
Harry, please.
I don't understand. When I was your age, I was up to my neck in poontang. I didn't have time to spank my monkey.
Thank you for that very disturbing image, Dad.
I mean, Stiflers do not fake being sick to stay home and pull dick. We cut class to get ass.
Yes, I know. That saying is on our family crest.
Oh, don't let me forget to pack the Imodium AD, just in case you get diarrhea.
Mom.
I am so excited. Aren't you excited, Harry?
I'm very excited. Don't you get excited.
It worked just like you said.
She's helping me pack, and she's even making us sandwiches.
Chicken salad?
Yep.
Oh, sweet. See, I told you, never doubt me.
Man, this weekend is going to be tits. I can't wait to see Stifler. Hey, how come you never call me Stifler?
You're more of an Eric.
Hold on. Well, that's Tracy.
I better take it.
All right, later.
Ryan hangs up.
Hey, sweetie. Listen, about today, I'm really...
Eric, I want to have sex.
Excuse me?
I want to have sex.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
Do you have me on a conference call? Because if you do, that is so not cool.
Eric, this isn't a joke. I want to have sex.
Yeah! Yes! Yes!
Yeah. Tonight.
What?
Tonight. I want to have sex tonight.
How am I supposed to get out of my house?
That's up to you. But at midnight, I'll be in my basement, waiting to be ravished.
I'll be there.
11:45. Eric looks at his alarm clock, then gets out of bed. He was fully dressed under the covers. He climbs out of his bedroom window and scrambles down a pergola outside. He looks in through the living room window and sees his dad watching the porno vid while squirting some lube into his hand. Eric shakes his head.
Hypocrite.
Ryan.
So you get the beer and the weed, and I'll handle the nitrous.
You got it. What's Eric bringing?
Sandwiches.
Nice. Chicken salad and college pussy. My favorite combination.
Yeah, well, at least you'll get to taste the chicken salad.
Ow. What do you think Eric's doing right now?
Probably... beating off the dumpster porn.
No more beating off the dumpster porn. No more furs and jokes. Tonight, Eric Stifler becomes a man.
Eric runs along a residential street. He trots across the front lawn at Tracy's house and makes his way over to some French windows. He peers inside and sees Tracy lighting some candles. He smiles and knocks on the doors. Tracy, who wears a see-through pink dressing gown over her pink bra and pants, looks round. She smiles and, looking slightly nervous, walks over to the French windows and lets Eric in.
Hi.
She takes him by the hand and leads him over to the candles she just lit.
All right, listen.
No. No talking.
She turns the stereo on with the remote. They both smile, then kiss. Eric pulls his shirt off and kicks his sneakers off too. Tracy shrugs off her dressing gown.
Wait. Did you hear something?
No. Don't worry. My parents are passed out.
She kisses him again.
Are you sure? You know how my stomach gets.
Here. I'll help you relax.
She kisses her way down from his neck across his chest and stomach until she's kneeling in front of him. She pulls his trousers and boxers down. Eric closes his eyes. She suddenly stands
up. You brought something,
right? Oh shit. I left it at home. I can run back and get it. I'll be back in like 5 minutes.
No, no. Don't worry. I've got one.
She produces a condom.
Do you want to put it on or should I?
Let's put it on together.
She takes the condom out of its packet and reaches down to put it on him. They kiss again and fall back onto some cushions.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Shit! Someone's coming! Quick, get behind the bar! Now!
Butt naked Eric scuttles behind the bar. Tracy quickly hides his clothes, switches off the stereo, and pulls on a more conservative dressing gown as her father comes down the stairs into the room.
Honey, what are you still doing here?
Yoga.
Oh, I ate too much at dinner.
Why don't you take an Alka-Seltzer?
Alka-Seltzer's for babies. I just need a nightcap.
Oh. Eric farted.
Excuse me.
Sounds like you could use an Alka-Seltzer.
Oh. Daddy. Here, let me get you your drink.
Oh, that's okay, honey. You go back to your yoga.
No, Daddy. I really want to.
Sweetie, I'm a grown man. I can make my own drink.
Keeping low, Eric scuttles out from the far end of the bar and disappears through some louvered doors at the opposite end of the room. Now behind the bar, Tracy's dad gets himself a drink.
What was that?
Huh? What was what? I didn't hear anything.
There was a noise coming from the laundry room.
Eric was trying to climb into a laundry basket. Tracy's dad steps out from behind the bar and picks up a golf club. He uses it to push the louvered door open, then steps inside. He looks around and spots the laundry basket. He thrashes the clothes in it with the golf club.
I must be hearing things.
See, Daddy, I told you. Now, come make your drink.
Hearing the fart, he turns back into the room. Tracy watches apprehensively as he walks over to a tumbled dryer. Suddenly, the door of the dryer bursts open and Eric, still entirely naked, save for a stocking on his head, bursts out and flees.
You all right, baby?
I'm fine, Daddy.
Her dad sniffs. He walks back over to the tumble dryer and looks inside.
Oh, that sick bastard took a shit in our dryer. I'm calling the police.
Still naked, save for the stocking on his head, Eric sprints away up the street. Ryan slumbers in bed as Eric scrambles in through his bedroom window.
Shit.
Eric turns the light on.
Ryan, get up, man.
Ryan, what the fuck?
It's me. It's Eric.
Dude, why are you naked in my room? And with the rubber on your dick.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Look, I'm in serious trouble, okay? I need your help.
Oh, what's that smell? Did you step in dog shit?
Yeah.
Hey, man, thanks for the clothes. I'll get them back to you.
No thanks. Why don't you just burn them? I wonder if I get a reward for turning you in.
Proprieties are confirmed. It could be devastating for the White House. Sources near the administration would neither confirm nor deny the allegations. And in local news, a masked burglar broke into an area residence, defecated in the family dryer, and then exposed himself to a teenage girl. Police are continuing the search, but the whereabouts and identity of the perpetrator are unknown.
What is wrong with these people?
Now, with the weekend forecast.
I don't know.
Eric listens to the report with his mum. Later, he finds Tracy in the school library.
You scared me.
Sorry. Listen, about last night...
Yeah, you know what? I'd just really rather not talk about it.
I really think that we should.
Eric, you took a crap in my dryer.
Your dad scared the shit out of me. Wait.
You know, let's forget about it, okay?
Okay, but what about the other thing?
She looks round awkwardly at him.
The sex? I'm taking last night as a sign from above.
But maybe, I mean, if your dad didn't come down...
Eric, I love you. I'm not ready yet.
Really?
She nods.
Really. But I also realize just how ready you are.
I don't want to break up over sex.
I don't think we have to. I'm not ready. You are. It's selfish for me to keep you tied down. So, this is what I'm proposing. A guilt-free pass for this weekend. That means you could do whatever you want up there. With no consequences.
You're sure about this?
I don't think love and sex have to be tied to each other, so... I'm okay with this. One weekend, get out of your system and... come back to me.
Is this some kind of a test?
Not at all.
A buoyant-looking Eric walks out of the school and joins Ryan and Coos, who are packing a car.
What a Bombay it makes you. Perfect.
Hey, we all set?
I don't know.
I told you he'd puss out. Tell me you at least brought the sandwiches.
What's the problem? There is no problem. Tracy just gave me a guilt-free pass for the weekend, which means I can do anything I want.
Anything?
I mean... yeah, she said that love and sex don't have to be linked. She wants me to get it out of my system.
Dude, your girlfriend just went from the lamest to the coolest in one shot.
You guys think it could be like some sort of a test?
No! Tracy's a smart girl. She's mature enough to see that you're a man. And you have certain needs.
You think so?
Absolutely. You're driving. Hey, get in the car so we can go get you some random pussy. Gentlemen, it's Friday afternoon. We've got a full tank of gas, a quarter ounce of weed, 3 cases of beer, a 10-pound tank of nitrous. We're underage.
And I am too drunk to drive.
Hit it.
The old Dom dark glasses and Eric stamps on the throttle. The 4x4 speeds off out of the high school campus. It makes its way along a deserted road. As they drive along, Coos drags on a spliff and inhales from a balloon.
You sure that shit's safe?
It's as safe as any other chemical used to freeze-dry animals.
Coos hallucinates a giant chicken.
Look at the size of that fucking chicken!
Where?
Eric swerves erratically.
Oh, a fucking chicken! Oh, relax. It's hallucinating.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah, Tracy, what were you thinking? You guys told me I had to give him a reason to stick around.
Yeah, you give him a reason, not give him a free pass to go have a weekend orgy.
You've got
to
stop this. If he has sex this weekend, what do you think's going to happen? That he'll get it out of his system.
Oh, yeah, that's how it works. He's going to go from getting laid back to dry humping.
It's pretty risky, Tracy.
Risky? It's fucking Pandora's box.
Literally.
And once he's felt the soft pink velvet on the inside of the box, he's not going to go back to rubbing his dick on the outside of the lid.
Never thought of it like that.
Tracy, men are like dogs that run around and hump anything they see. Now, go and get your dog back on its leash.
Tracy looks from Brooke to Natalie, who nods earnestly. Looking concerned, Tracy leaves the exercise class they're in and steps outside. She makes a call on her mobile. In the 4x4, Eric is now asleep. His phone rings. Ryan is driving and hears the phone in Eric's bag. Ryan picks the phone up and sees the call is from Tracy.
I knew it was too good to be true.
He glances over at the slumbering Eric.
Sorry, kids. It's for the best.
He flings the phone out of the window. It bounces along the road. Tracy gives up on the call and writes a text instead. Guilt-free pass revoked. Her thumb hovers between the send and delete buttons. As she ponders what to do, a middle-aged man walks by and recognizes her.
Tracy!
Oh, Mr. Levinstein.
Hey.
Hey, you're back for more yoga.
Well, my wife is hooked on it, and she thinks if I can be a little more flexible, we can try some new, Have you ever heard of a book called the, Kama Sutra?
No.
Oh. Well, my wife just got it, and, there's some stuff in there that requires some serious stretching, if you know what I mean. Are you okay, honey? You look, a little upset.
Oh, you know, just some boyfriend stuff.
Oh, boyfriend stuff. Well, if there's anything I can do.
No offense or anything, but I don't think you'd understand.
Oh, I see. You know, my son had his fair share of relationship / sexual / pastry related difficulties, and I think my advice helped him over the years.
Well, do you have any advice for a girl dumb enough to give her virgin boyfriend a guilt-free pass for the weekend?
I'm sorry, a guilt-free pass?
That means he could do whatever he wants this weekend with no consequences.
Oh, my. Well, that certainly sounds progressive. And a safe bet on what is probably going to be a humdrum weekend.
He's at the Naked Mile this weekend.
You gave your boyfriend a guilt-free pass to the Naked Mile? Are you kidding me? Tracy, the Naked Mile is insane. You, from what I hear, I wouldn't know from personal experience because I, you know, I have nothing whatsoever to do with it. But look, Tracy, even if your boyfriend is at this Naked Mile, it doesn't mean he's gonna do anything.
Really?
Well, just because he can doesn't mean he will. Relationships are all about trust.
She nods.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Well, namaste.
Namaste.
Mr. Levinstein goes into the yoga class. Tracy stares at her mobile, then, with an air of determination, deletes the text and closes her phone. Ryan is still driving the 4x4. Eric looks in his bag for his phone.
Hey, have you seen my phone?
No. Maybe he left back at school.
No, I thought I put it in my backpack. Hey, you want to pull over at that stop up ahead? I gotta take a piss. It's pissing a cane or something.
Eric looks at a drink can.
Man, I could cut my dick on the lip. I will piss out the window.
Eric stands up out of the window. Ryan playfully shoves him. As Eric takes a leak, his wee splashes back against the 4x4's rear windows. Ryan grins and winds the back window down so the stream of pee showers over Coos, who's slumbering in the back.
Love that breeze off the lake.
Ryan chuckles to himself. Eric looks around and realizes he's peeing all over Coos. The 4x4 arrives at the university campus. Students wander around.
This place is incredible.
Just think, next year I'm gonna be going here.
Yeah, thanks to Daddy and his alumni connections.
Fuck off. Told you, I got in on my SAT scores.
You scored 5 points above being legally retarded.
Still got it. Hey, why does it smell like piss back here?
They arrive outside a house.
This is it. Beta Delta Zeta.
This is the house?
Yeah.
Cool.
They get out of the 4x4 and look at the house, which a large number of students are hurrying into.
What's going on here?
I have no idea.
The three friends exchange a look and hurry into the building. They make their way into the living room where a drinking contest is taking place. A blonde guy picks up a shot glass and makes heavy going of downing its contents. Whoa. Whoa. He grimaces and looks as if he might hurl, but just manages to keep it down. He turns over his glass and puts it down. His opponent, Stifler, who looks completely fine, smiles over at him.
How you feeling there, Stretch? Little dizzy? 'Cause guess what? Stifler can drink this shit all day long.
He downs a shot, puts the glass in his mouth, licks it, then spits it out.
Your cousin is my hero.
All right, everybody freeze! Shit. Campus security! Nobody takes another drink.
The security guard takes his hat off.
Till I got my bet down, I got 200 on Stifler!
Stretch, the blonde guy, sways unsteadily, then knocks back another shot. He grimaces and turns the glass over. Stifler effortlessly glugs down another.
You got steel nuts, my man, I'll give you that much. But you're no match for the stiff man.
Fuck you, Stifler. Yeah. Yeah.
Stretch hesitates over the next glass.
What's the matter, boy band? You need a little something to settle your stomach?
Stifler belches. He blows the belch in Stretch's face.
Yeah, take in the Stifler essence. Mighty pungent!
Stretch turns and projectile vomits over a girl's cleavage. She slaps him in the face. He falls, banging his head. Stifler is presented with a belt like a heavyweight boxer. Eric, Ryan, and Coos catch him as he falls backwards.
He's okay, he's okay!
Later, Stifler wakes up on a bed wearing the belt, which is made out of bottle tops and cans.
Hey, cousin. How you doing?
I'm fine. Dwight, are you okay?
I'm fine. Hey, I heard that you killed Grandma with your cum shot. That sucks, man.
Eric looks over at Coos and Ryan.
Should we take him to the hospital?
Nah, he'll be fine. He told me he does this, like, once a month.
Okay, well, you guys keep an eye on him. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Ryan flicks Stifler's head with a porn mag. Outside, Eric walks to a phone box.
Where's Tim going? Taking mile.
He eyes a couple of girls going by and hangs up without making a call. Coos prods Stifler with a hockey stick.
So, when are we gonna start partying?
Oh, someone's feeling a little frisky.
Let's just say I finally decided to live up to the family name.
Bull comes in.
Stifler! We got a serious problem, man. Mike and the guys just got arrested trying to steal a monkey from the zoo.
So what's the problem? Just take the money out of my bail fund.
They're almost half our football team. We gotta put a team on the field, man, or we're done.
Why?
Because we're already on probation. We gotta participate in every intramural event. We're kicked off campus, man. We're four guys short.
He holds up five fingers.
I played football.
I played freshman year.
What about you?
A little nerf here and there.
Good enough, Stifler. Can you play?
Stifler gets to his feet.
Don't ever ask if Stifler can play.
Bull gives a thumbs up. Stifler collapses face first onto a coffee table. Bull shakes his head.
I'm good.
Thumbs up from Bull.
The team we're playing's been undefeated for 5 straight years.
Oh, these guys must be pretty serious.
Fucking A right, they're serious. Lambda Pi Gamma.
There are arch rivals in everything. Sports, women, booze. These guys are fucking evil.
Ready! Come on!
Yeah! Blue 42!
They're midgets.
They watch the midget footballers training.
Don't let their size fool you. These guys are fucking animals.
Did I do too much nitrous? A midget fraternity?
Those rich midgets from those infomercials? Gave the school some huge grant. Started a school for the vertically challenged and the fraternity. And this is where every midget in America wants to be.
That's right.
Break down!
These guys are the best of the best.
Well, well, well. If it's the regular size retards and Captain Retard himself, you ready to get your ass kicked again, Shitler?
Get back to Oz there before you get your ass stomped, Toto.
Toto was the dog, you fucking idiot.
Lick my balls, big wheel riding midget motherfucker.
It's little person, fuck nut. This year, I'm gonna take a chunk out of your other leg.
Stifler and the midget have to be pulled apart.
Whoa! My way, assholes.
Bull flicks his hand at the midgets.
What's that guy's problem?
That's Rock. He's fucking crazy and he plays dirty.
You fucking idiot.
Last year, bit a chunk out of my thigh.
Jesus!
Oh, hey, his girlfriend's pretty hot.
Yeah. What's with that regular size guy?
Oh, it's Rock's cousin. I had to let him in. Legacy. What a douchebag!
Did he play?
No. He sucks.
Rock leads his side out onto the football pitch. Stifler and the others trot out to face them.
Hey, keep your head up. Whatever. You're midgets. How bad can it be?
The midgets kick off. The ball sails through the air and Ryan catches it. He sees Bull and Stifler get floored. Eric and Coos go down too.
Oh, shit!
Rock runs up a teammate's back and launches himself at Ryan. He hits him in the chest, slapping him down into the mud.
Keep your head up, bitch.
He flicks mud in Ryan's face. Stifler walks over to him.
I told you, man. Don't underestimate these little bastards.
He helps him up. The two teams face each other in a line. Stifler gets the ball and is quickly overwhelmed by Rock's team, who pile on top of him. Rock gets the ball and runs with it, easily dodging Stifler and the others. He scores a touchdown. His girlfriend cheers from the sidelines as Rock and his teammates celebrate by miming out a machine gun massacre. The score stands at home team 7, visitors 0. Play continues. Eric runs for the ball, but it's intercepted by a flying midget. Ryan gets the ball and is immediately tackled to the ground. Stifler gets barged off the pitch. He and his teammates get hammered by a succession of heavy tackles. Stifler's team break up out of a huddle.
Let's go, fellas! Get on the line!
The two teams face each other.
How you feeling, Stifler?
You know, I'm 6'1", Frodo. How about you?
Rock points at him. Rock bites Stifler's thigh. The game has degenerated into a mud wrestling contest as the teams grapple in the mire. The referee glances at his stopwatch. Rock stands over Stifler.
Funny, you don't look 6'1 from here, shit stain.
The score is now home side 14, visitors 0. Rock and his team do a little scoring celebration dance. Stifler and his teammates run after Rock, who runs ahead of them. His girlfriend blows him a kiss from the sideline. Rock and his team do a hand grenade celebration after scoring another touchdown. Stifler and his teammates fall into the mud as they chase after Rock. The midgets do another celebration dance. Stifler and the others get into a team huddle.
I hate that fucking guy. I'm getting killed out there. I can't get loose. They're so fast and small. I don't know what to do.
Quit crying, you bunch of bra-wearing pussies. I just got a hunk taken out of my leg. You don't hear me crying. All right, Glenn, let's put our balls on the table. Let's go out there, show these little sons of bitches what being a beta is all about. You understand what I'm saying, fellas? All right, beta on three. 1, 2, 3, beta!
The score now stands at home team 28, visitors nil. Coos gets the ball from a scrum. He throws it to Ryan just before he's tackled. Ryan runs up the pitch with a midget clinging to his back and scores a touchdown. He and Bull bump chests, then Ryan does a body-popping celebration dance. The score is home team 28, visitors 7. Rock's girlfriend looks shocked as Stifler and the Beaters get their act together. One of them picks a midget holding the ball up and carries him over the touchline. The score is 28 all. Eric runs with the ball and is hit with a flying tackle. Ryan gets the ball and is instantly tackled to the ground. Rock tackles Stifler, knocking him over the touchline. The score is home team 30, visitors 28. There are 5 seconds of play left.
All right, we got 5 seconds left, guys. If you're about to get tackled, lateral it to the nearest guy. It's our only chance. All right, let's go now. Come on, beta on three. Who's with me? 1, 2, 3. Beta!
Bull guzzles a can of beer and the teams face each other again. Bull picks up the ball. The teams line up facing each other. They try to psych each other out. One of Rock's players sticks his tongue out. In slow motion, the ball is thrown. The Beaters get possession. Bull pulls a guy to the ground. Stifler throws the ball to Ryan, who gets tackled. He throws it to Bull, who's also tackled. Bull throws it on to Eric as he hits the deck. Eric passes it on to Stifler. With 3 seconds left, Stifler runs towards the touchline. His teammates celebrate. With a second left to go, Rock rises up out of the mud in front of Stifler and punches him in the stomach. Stifler collapses and drops the ball. Time is up. Rock, his teammates and girlfriend all celebrate. He stands over Stifler.
You're still my bitch, Stifler.
He goes high-fiving two of his teammates. The final score is home side 30, visitors 28. Still in his filthy football gear, Ryan sits in the stands with the others.
I can't believe we lost to midgets.
Don't let those Oompa Loompa bastards get to you. Right now, we have more important matters to tend to, gentlemen. From what I understand, my cousin has a guilt-free pass to bang all the girls he can find.
That I do.
Oh, that is good news. Christ, for a while I was starting to think you were adopted.
That evening, there's a party going on at a bar. People drink and dance and have a good time. Stifler and the other guys come in.
Gentlemen! Welcome to paradise!
He eyes a girl going past. Up on the stage, a black guy steps up to the mic.
Boys and girls, we have a celebrity in our midst, the heavyweight drinking champion of the world, Dwight Oliver Stifler!
Stifler shows off his trophy belt. A blonde girl steps up and snogs him.
Pussy wipes, I'm gonna go find some lady friends. Try not to blow your wad in the first minute, huh?
Coos and Eric.
There is no way Allison's party was better than Jimmy's.
You're nuts. Jimmy's party had two kegs, and those two theater chicks went down on each other on the pool table in front of everybody.
What the hell are you two talking about?
What?
Two kegs, theater chicks?
Well, guess what? We're in a college bar full of unlimited booze and pussy, and we're sitting at the bar talking about high school parties.
Ryan shakes his head and goes. Eric and Coos exchange a look. Then Eric goes after Ryan.
Right. What's your problem?
That Great Falls attitude. All you guys do is talk about Great Falls like it's the end-all, be-all of existence. The place is a fucking trap. Which is why I'm going to California. I'm not gonna get stuck like the rest of them.
Yeah, I know. I think that's great.
Yeah, but don't you see? That's what this weekend is about for me.
What do you mean?
See if I can do it. If I can start over and accept being low man on the totem pole.
Ryan, it's just a weekend, man.
Maybe to you, but to me it's a lot more than that. Man, I sound like a chick. I really need to go get some pussy.
Yeah.
Eric bumps into a blonde.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
No.
I can't
believe
I did that. Here, come with me.
She spilled her drink on his shirt.
Take off your shirt.
Excuse me?
Well, I want to get the stain out.
Oh, yeah, right. I knew that.
In a back room, he takes his shirt off.
Are we allowed to be back here?
Oh, yeah, don't worry. I used to bartend here.
Cool.
Look, I'm really, really sorry about this.
Accidents happen.
I'm Brandy, by the way.
I'm Eric.
You know, any other frat asshole would bite my head off right now if I spill a drink on him. Here.
I'm not in a fraternity.
Oh, you're not? So you're independent?
What's that?
No, a student who's not Greek.
No, I'm just visiting for the weekend. I'm a senior in high school.
High school?
Yeah.
She looks amused.
Really? Yeah. Most girls slap me or kick me in the balls when I say that.
Why? It's hysterical.
That's what I say. What are your names?
I'm Jill, and this is Alexis.
Hey. This is my buddy, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, ladies. Amnesty International. It's a kind of rock band.
It's an organization that works to protect human rights all over the world.
Hey, get away from our dates. Down here, asshole. What the hell do you want? Just what he said. For you two to get away from our dates. In your dreams, Willow. There is no way these girls are here with you.
The midget smiles.
Are you?
The girls nod.
But why?
Because they're cool and sexy.
You gotta be fucking kidding me. Oh, ain't nobody kidding around here, punk. If you got a problem, we could settle this right here.
Oh, I would love to.
Okay, stop it, you guys. Listen, it was really nice meeting you two, but you're spoken for tonight.
Come on, baby. Let's dance.
Coos and Ryan gawp as the girls go out onto the dance floor with Rock and his friend.
That's the anthem, get your damn hands up. From the New
that did not just happen.
Stifler is lying on the bar top.
Time for a Stifler blowjob! Oh, get sexy, ladies. I love it. Oh, I feel a stirring in my loins.
Five girls drink shots off him. One of them gives him a kiss.
You've got to meet my roommate.
I would love to.
Dude, the fucking midgets just stole our women.
Yeah, those fuckers are out of hand.
I told you guys. Don't underestimate those little bastards.
A midget quarterback stole my girlfriend last year.
Look!
Out of my goddamn way.
Holy shit. I thought this place had a no-loser policy. What are you assholes doing here?
Fuck off, Mighty Mouse.
Man, don't take it out on me because your ladies like it short and thick rather than tall and skinny.
Rock, don't you know, baby, this bar is like a roller coaster. Yeah, it has a height requirement, and I'm afraid you just don't measure up.
Rock goes for Stifler.
This isn't over, Shitler.
Oh, you got that right.
Never get in my way, woman.
Rock pulls his arm free from his girlfriend, gives Stifler the finger and goes. Rock's full-sized cousin sneers.
What's up?
Bull lunges at him and he falls over in fright.
bitch.
Eric and Brandy.
It did not happen.
I swear to God, I was running through the streets with nylons on my head and the condom still on. I can't believe I just told you that story.
I think it's great. I mean, think of it this way. You'll never forget your first time.
Well, it wasn't technically...
Oh, no, wait. You mean you didn't even get to...
He came down too fast. Thank you. Thank you for laughing at my misfortune.
No, I think you're a sweetheart. And you're really cute. This is me. So, are you guys running the mile tomorrow?
I don't know. There's something about running naked down the street while you're still a virgin.
Didn't stop you before.
Touché.
But you never know. That virgin thing could totally change by the end of the weekend.
She gives him a kiss.
Thanks for walking me home.
She goes inside. Eric stares longingly after her, then walks on. Stiflers. Ryan wakes and shoves Eric's head.
Hey, what the hell happened to you last night?
What's up, fellas?
What's up? What's up? We got cock blocked by some midgets at the bar.
Goose, never mind that. Where the hell were you?
Well, mother, if you must know, I was with a girl.
Bullshit. What girl?
Her name is Brandy. She's in a sorority and she's hot. And I'm supposed to meet her at the mile tonight.
Dude, I don't get it. We come to college, we get blown off by chicks for midgets,
and you're hanging out with a sorority girl. What the fuck is going on here?
So, what are you gonna do?
What do you mean?
He's gonna bang that chick.
Aren't you?
What?
Ryan looks expectantly at him.
Yeah. Yeah, of course I will. I'm on a guilt-free pass. Why wouldn't I? Why the hesitation, man? Oh, shit, you're not gonna do it.
I said I'll do it. Eric, you've been given a gift from above. Don't fuck it up.
I won't.
Yes, you will.
No. I gotta get out of here.
He gets up. Now dressed, he walks across the college campus. He goes over to a phone box. Someone sits concealed behind a newspaper nearby. Eric dials a number. Back at home, Tracy answers the phone.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. Calling to see how you're doing.
I'm fine. I'm just studying.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
So, did you guys decide if you're gonna run in the naked mile?
No, not yet. But you know me, I'll probably just wimp out.
I mean, you don't have to.
Yeah, I know.
Are you okay? I mean, you sound a little weird.
I'm fine. I just wanted to call and say hello.
Thanks, but you don't need to check in. I mean...
Go. Have fun.
That's what this weekend's all about.
You're the greatest.
She's pulled the head off a teddy bear, clutching a heart with Eric Loves Tracy written on it. Eric goes and sits on the bench beside the person reading the newspaper.
Eric Stifler.
It's Mr. Levenstein.
Hey, Mr. Levenstein.
Hello, Eric. Good to see you.
Yeah. Wow, I haven't seen you since my parents' New Year's party, right?
Yes, well, your folks really, really know how to ring in the new year.
Look, I'm sorry about my dad giving you that wedgie in front of everybody.
Well, your dad's been doing that to me since we were kids, and strangely enough, I enjoy it.
They both look dubious.
So, what are you doing up here?
Oh, well, I went to school here, and, you know, I like to come back every now and then and check out the campus. That's the only reason I'm here, no other reason that I can think of. And what about you? What are you doing here?
Actually, it's kind of personal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, say no more.
Okay.
Okay, listen, good seeing you.
Yeah, for sure.
They shake hands and Eric heads off. He stops and looks back.
Actually, Mr. Levenstein, you were a counselor at Tall Oaks Band Camp with my cousin Matt, right?
Yes. Yes, I was. And your cousin Matt needed some counseling.
Yeah.
I might add, I gave him some advice.
Advice. Do you think I could,
confide something in you?
Well, sure. Yes, Eric, anything. Anything.
Okay. I'm a virgin.
Okay, can I stop you there? You're a stifler and a virgin?
Yeah.
Well, so you're a virgin. What's the big deal?
Well, the other night, my girlfriend and I, we tried to, you know...
He indicates sex.
Right. But her father came down before we had the chance to, so she changed her mind completely about the sex. But she gave me a guilt-free pass for the weekend.
You got the guilt-free pass?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you got the old guilt-free pass dilemma. It's a tough one.
I didn't think people your age knew about that kind of stuff.
I believe I know more about this than you think.
Good. Because I just don't know what to do here. I mean, I've got this smoking hot sorority girl all over me.
Well, you know, my son Jim went through kind of a similar dilemma. He was going out with this very attractive foreign exchange student named Nadia.
Right, yeah. That's the one he blew his load to early with, right?
Yes.
Twice.
Yes.
Over the internet.
That's the one. Well, blowing loads aside, the next summer, Nadia came to visit Jim at the beach, and he turned her down because he had fallen in love with Michelle, who he later married and is now the mother of my grandchild.
So you're saying I shouldn't hook up with a sorority girl?
I'm saying I think only you know the answer to that, Eric.
Eric looks pensive.
Well, gotta run.
Mr. Levenstein gets up.
Oh, Eric, I was sorry to hear about your grandmother.
Eric nods awkwardly. Mr. Levenstein nods and goes. A yawning Stifler leaves a girl's apartment buttoning up his shirt. The girl in her dressing gown follows him outside. They kiss.
Last night was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
The three of us should do it again sometime.
She's got a monkey.
Definitely. Definitely.
As Stifler wanders along the street, a van draws level with him and crawls along the curb.
Hey, buddy! You know how to get to Murray Street?
Oh, yeah, man. Just go right down Maryland. What the?
Masked midgets.
What is this, Enter the Midget? It's little people, asshole.
Come get some.
The midgets set about him. Stifler kicks one away, but they keep coming. They drag him down onto the sidewalk and lay into him. Bull finds Eric, Hughes and Ryan at Stifler's place.
This is your cellar!
What?
The midgets jump Stifler. He's in the hospital right now.
He glugs a beer. In hospital.
Oh, shit.
Stifler's head and arm and a leg are in plaster.
Man, he is fucked up. First grandma, now this.
All right, we gotta get those fucking midgets.
Yeah, man.
Jesus, Ryan. Keep it down, will you? I got a huge fucking headache.
We thought this guy was you.
The guy in plaster.
Fuck no. I don't know what happened to that pussy. Hey, man, what the hell happened? Rock and his boys jumped me, wearing all black and ski masks. I wouldn't know it was them.
Are you all right? Are you going to be able to run in the mile?
Doesn't look like it. Doc says the stiff man's going to be laid up for at least a couple of more days.
Hey, don't worry. We will find those little fuckers.
No, I appreciate it, okay? Stifler will think of something. Now, you guys are up here to do two things. Have fun and run naked with hundreds of hot, big-breasted, horny women. You understand?
Yeah.
Good. Get the fuck out of here so I can get some sleep.
Coos leaves a bottle with a ribbon around it for Stifler.
Hey, Eric. Stick around for a second.
Yeah.
Listen, I know what you're going through.
You do?
Sure, yeah. I had the same problem when I was in middle school. But living up to the family name is not an easy thing, man.
Yeah. What did you do?
Well, I whipped out my dick in class, stole the principal's car, and then I fucked a lunch lady.
Oh.
But hey, that's me.
What do you think I should do?
It's not for me to decide or advise. You gotta figure that out on your own. But I will say this.
We got a pretty fucked up family. And it's nice having a guy like you around.
Eric grins and steps towards Stifler.
Now seriously, go.
Eric goes. Stifler cracks open the bottle Coos left. The boys arrive at the start of the Naked Mile. A girl wanders past in her underwear.
All I have to say is, thank you, Dad, for getting my dumb ass into the school.
The boys gawp at two naked girls. A line of girls slip off their brightly coloured knickers.
Gentlemen, we have officially arrived at our destination.
A crowd of semi-naked bodies gathers. The boys make their way through, grins plastered on their faces. Rock and his gang appear.
Look who decided to show up. I didn't think you guys would have the balls for this. I guess I was right. Check it out. They still got their clothes on.
Rock feigns surprise.
Where is old Schindler? I guess the King of the Naked Mile didn't make it this year. Nobody starts this fucking Naked Mile without me!
Stifler rips off his blue hospital gown, revealing his drinking belt. The crowd cheer as he rubs his nipples. He still has a drip bag attached to his arm. Stifler high-fives the boys and glares at Rock.
You really think that little beating you gave me could keep me away? You and the Lollipop Guild punch like a bunch of five-year-olds. This is my fucking school!
The gang restrain Rock as he goes for Stifler.
Guys, come on, Rock. Let's go.
Why, screw those guys. We're here to have fun, right? Oh, fucking ain't right we're here to have some fun. Hey, why the hell do you guys still have your clothes on?
Listen, Stifler, we were talking in.
Hey, Stifler. Like your IV?
Hello, ladies. Looking sexy as always.
Heard you in the hospital.
Just a little beating by a bunch of midgets.
Hey, Coos.
Chill the thrill. Back to the Coos radar. Boop.
Boop. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Brandy.
Brian.
Alexis. So, are you ladies ready to run this mile and get extra fucking sexy?
Hell yeah!
What about you guys?
Yeah, what are you guys doing still dressed?
Oh, well, we figured we'd just watch the mile and I'd meet you guys at the party afterwards.
That's too bad, because this Naked Mile is going to be crazy. Really crazy. Right, Brandy?
Absolutely out of control.
The girls reach behind and undo their bras. The boys gawp. The girls slip their knickers off and, giggling, throw them at the boys. The boys hesitate, then whip their clothes off.
Yeah, that's what I'm fucking talking about, boys! Set the cocks free!
Huddle up over here. Come on, fellas.
Cock huddle.
All right, bitch tits. I got a little surprise for you fuckers.
What do you got?
Just a little, pharmaceutical delight for later. Jackson, you little dick motherfucker!
What is this?
It's like some kind of E. Should we take it now?
Oh, you said save it for later.
Fuck that, I'm about to run naked through the streets. I need all the drug-induced courage I can get.
Ryan throws the pill into his mouth.
So glad you guys decided to run.
You must work out.
Yeah, well, I play football.
I love football players.
Anybody ever tell you that you have a nice ass?
That guy's a prick. Hey, Stifler, is this supposed to be some pretty good E? What are you? The pills you gave us. Shit, you retards. That's not E. It's that fucking 4-hour hard-on drug. Oh, shit. I scored some at the hospital. I thought you glip dick bitches could use some. Oh, God. Holy fuck. You didn't...
Holy shit. I don't think I could talk this one down, man. It's got a mind of its own.
Hey, do not run behind me, okay?
It's just that we thought... That
honey...
It was...
Don't apologize.
Yeah, you guys are running with us.
Oh, man. This is gonna be the best naked mile ever.
A man with the megaphone.
Who's that guy? That is Big Bad Noah Levenstein. The craziest bastard this campus has ever known.
Welcome to the Naked Mile.
Levenstein's cap has Naked Mile printed on it.
You know, when I started this race many,
Christ,
many,
he started
many,
this whole thing
many,
back in the 60s.
Years ago. It was just a passive protest. Just a way to stick it to the man. Right on. Right on. But over the years, it's become somewhat less political, and now it's just some sort of Roman orgy, which I'm down with, by the way. But let's keep one thing in mind. This is about showing the world your youthful exuberance and your unabashed commitment to higher learning and having fun while you're doing it, which is where the naked part comes in.
Levenstein has been shaking the starting gun while he speaks.
And being completely naked is, of course, a perfectly natural thing. There's not one part of one's body one should be ashamed of, be it one's pubic region or one's breasts, as in the case with you young ladies.
One girl shakes her boobs in her hands.
And a couple of you young men.
A large guy frowns.
But you should all just revel in the glory of being seen as the people you are. Incidentally, if anyone has any...
Motherfucking do this!
And I second that motion, young man. Okay, everybody ready? Get set!
The crowd push through the start line carrying a banner reading Naked Mile. Watching over them, Levenstein beams. Waving their arms, the naked crowd run down the street. Ryan looks down at himself as he runs.
Still going?
You know it, baby! Hell yeah! Woo! You love the boss hog!
Alexis giggles, running naked alongside Ryan, who's jogs holding hands with Jill. Brandy kisses Eric on the cheek. Naked bodies adorned with fairy wings and feather boas sprint through a courtyard.
Yeah, look at this! Look at all these teats! I'm adrift in a sea of boobies and my balls are scraping the paper! Oh, hands up!
A row of spectators applaud.
Look, it's the bar guy! Nice cock!
Oh, you got that right, sexy!
Dude, you have serious issues.
Coos glares, a men's lacrosse team pass by wearing helmets and carrying their lacrosse sticks. Bull carries a beer barrel on his back, he pumps drink from it straight into girls' mouths, then into his own. A group run along with orange sponges on their heads. Rock and his gang sprint by, Vicky wears pink bunny ears. A boy rides along on a bicycle, nervously recording with a video camera.
Hey! Naked people on!
Stifler pushes him off the bike. A man runs with the American flag wrapped around him. A group of female swimmers dressed only in hats. Eric high-fives some spectators. He runs alongside a dark-haired girl. He stares at her breasts, bouncing as she runs. She looks him up and down. He can't take his eyes off her. He runs into a post box.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Come on, sweetie. Let's finish this thing.
Brandy takes Eric's hand. People race across the finish line. A news presenter.
I'm standing at the finish line of a very proud but strange tradition called the Naked Mile. Every year after exams, hundreds of students run a mile through campus and nothing more than their birthday suits.
The boys cross the finish line.
This is the greatest thing ever!
Yeah! We did it! I can't believe we did this!
Yeah!
Stifler swigs from a can and spits over the crowd. Ryan puts his arm round Alexis.
Come on, marathon men! Let's get ready for the party!
You did it. You really did.
Brandy kisses him.
Way to go, Colin! That's my cousin!
Eric kisses Brandy passionately.
Some people call it lewd behavior, but the students say it's just a good way to blow off steam. And maybe...
The TV camera pans to Eric snogging brandy.
Fine love. This is Hal Michaels reporting from the Naked Mind.
Watching the report, Tracy hugs a pillow around her and turns off the TV. Her face crumples as she fights back tears. Two girls in pink underwear and cowboy hats dance while sitting on an ornamental tiger on a roof. Above the door to Stifler's house, a sign reads Underwear Bash. People dance in the front garden in their underwear. Inside, the room is packed with people drinking and dancing. Bright lights flash from a bar which Stifler stands on.
Stifler has arrived!
Stifler grins at the cheering crowd. He stretches out his arms and falls back onto them. Ryan, Coos and Eric come in.
Holy shit! Is this in the same house?
Ryan and Coos' erections show through their boxer shorts.
I think I had a wet dream that started like this.
It's those guys.
A brunette and a blonde girl saunter past, looking them up and down.
And it ended like that!
Wow, taking those pills might just be the best thing you guys ever did for your social lives.
Oh, yeah.
You wanna dance?
Is my dick hard? Of course the Coos wants to dance!
You gonna dance, sexy? Or are you one of those football players who's too cool to dance?
Oh, baby, they don't call me the White Shadow for nothing.
He shuffles along, Alexis frowns, then shrugs and follows him. Brandy slaps Eric's bum.
Come on, cutie. What a bastard! I told you to call off that stupid guilt-free pass!
Oh, I'm so sorry, honey. Is there anything we can do for you?
No, I think I just want to be alone.
No way. We are not leaving you alone so you can beat yourself up.
Yeah, but I told him to do it. I mean, I can't get mad about it now.
Would you quit being so logical, Tracy? We're girls. Boys should know better than to trust us to be rational. It's not in our nature.
It's really not.
So, you are going to get dressed. Then we are going to Allison's party. That will get your mind off of Eric.
I don't want to.
Well, you don't have a vote in this. Now get dressed.
Tracy glances at her friends' stern faces, then looks thoughtful. Back at Stifler's house, Eric dances with Brandy. She runs her hands through his hair. Ryan and Coos watch.
Check out our boy. Think he's gonna lose it tonight? Nope. But he screws it up and ends up jerking off in the bathroom. But $20 is nails. Oh, you're on.
Stifler gawps at the girls.
Hey, hard on, brothers. Do you guys have any idea how much everybody here's been talking about you? I was getting that feeling. Okay, listen up. Because I got a plan that's going to make you guys legends.
Coos and Ryan's eyes widen. Stifler pushes on a girl's head to help himself up onto the bar.
Ladies and gentlemen, give a big beta house welcome to Ryan Steel Rod Grip!
Standing on the bar, the boys thrust their hips forwards, parading their erections.
It's the dawning of a new era in meaningless male competition. The heavyweight hard-on championships of the world!
Stifler lifts the boys' arms. Coos' smile freezes, turning to fear.
For the first phase of the competition, a bucket will be hung on the dong of each of our contestants. That bucket will be filled with a pitcher of beer. First person to drop the bucket is the loser. Let the penis games begin.
Girls pull the boys' pants off. The crowd watches as Alexis and Jill hang the buckets. The boys stare at the pitchers of beer.
Commence the pouring.
The buckets wobble and sink as the beer is poured.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Ryan grins at Alexis. Coos' face contorts, Jill frowns and slaps him on the bum. The crowd duck and cover their faces as Coos shudders.
Oh, I am so sorry about that!
Coos' bucket is still hanging.
Still good.
The girls pour more beer into the wobbling buckets. Stifler grins and pats the boys on the back. The girls finish pouring the pitchers in. Ryan and Coos beam.
Next competition! The ring toss! Let's have it, girls!
A plastic hoop. Ryan blows Alexis a kiss. Jill. The hoop hits Coos's face. Jill misses again. Alexis goes again. Jill goes. Jill gets lots of hoops on and does a celebratory dance. The game continues. Stifler holds up a tennis table ball. Stifler throws the ball, Coos twists his torso, whacking the ball back. Coos blows imaginary smoking guns. Ryan tenses his pecs, he misses the ball. With a flick of Coos's hips, the ball goes back into Stifler's arms. Ryan whacks the ball across the room and almost falls off the bar. The game continues. Bull catches the ball. Ryan and Stifler comically raise their eyebrows at each other.
That is it! We're calling it a tie! Your co, hard-on champions of the world! Ryan Steelrod, driven by Gavin! Yeah!
They pull their pants back on. Ryan kisses Alexis on the cheek. Later, still erect, the boys dance with their girls. They down beer at the bar. Stifler does a handstand while beer is pumped into his mouth. Stifler swings to the floor. A girl grabs his face and kisses him. Eric and Brandy drink shots at the bar, then dance. Wearing a sombrero, Bull pours drinks into a line of open mouths. Stifler goes to high-five Bull and falls on his face. Eric and Brandy dance closer. Bull sprays cream into a girl's cleavage and rubs his face in it. The crowd part to watch Ryan and Alexis and Coos and Jill on the dance floor. Stifler dances and Jill slaps his bum. Girls crowd round him. The boys take it in turns to dance in the circle. Eric thrusts his hips. Bull slips over. Ryan breakdances, spinning on the floor. Images of the boys drinking and dancing through the night. A pool party.
You have no idea what he's doing or who he's doing it with. This guilt-free pass thing, completely ridiculous. The bottom line is this, you two will never be on the same level again. You're a virgin and he's not. It's just not gonna work.
So what, I'm supposed to break up with him?
No, but you need to get back on the same level. You need to sleep with somebody. Tonight. Shut up, Natalie. It's the only way. Imagine a month from now, you decide to do it with Eric. All you're going to be thinking is that he's already had sex with some other girl. The relationship will not be equal unless you do this.
Oh, look, there's Trent.
Tracy gazes over at the girls swarming around him. Brooke's eyes narrow.
Perfect.
Brooke and Natalie raise their eyebrows at Tracy. Brandy leads Eric into a study with a pool table.
Hey, pool table. Do you play?
Sometimes.
Well, what do you want to play?
I don't care.
Okay, well, how about nine ball? Look, nine ball. It's easy. You just have to get the balls in order from 1 through 9. I'll show you. I'll break right now. You'll be good at it.
He lines up the shot. Brandy takes off her bra.
Here.
He smashes the cue across the room.
Come here.
Eric stands slowly and walks towards her. They smile at each other. She kisses him.
This is special to you, right? I mean, this weekend, this night.
Eric.
Yes?
This is sex, not Shakespeare.
Are you sure you want to? Because I doubt I'll be very good.
Don't worry. I know how to handle guys like you.
Guys like me.
Virgins? I can take care of virgins.
You mean I'm not your first virgin?
I have a bit of a confession. Some girls like blondes, some like muscles. I like virgins.
He gulps.
Are you ready for a special night?
She kisses him passionately. Outside, Stifler is dancing with a girl. Something catches his eye, and he wanders off. He grabs a bottle of beer from another girl who drapes her arms over him. He heads over to Vicky, who's dancing on a table.
Hey there, beautiful. Didn't expect to see you here tonight.
I came to apologize. I heard about what happened, and I wanted to let you know that I didn't know anything about it.
You're not just here to set me up?
I would never want to let anything happen to that gorgeous face.
You sure you're supposed to be dancing on enemy territory like this?
I dance where I want, with who I want.
I like your style. And your ass.
He slapped her bum. She grins at him and dances seductively, wiggling her bum. Alexis leads Ryan into a darkened bedroom.
You know, I don't usually go for suburban jock Abercrombie clones. But there is something about you.
Yeah? Well, I tend to have that effect on pacifist vegan bisexuals.
They start snogging. Coos and Jill make their way into a bedroom. Coos takes in the decor, which is big on Dolly Bird pinups.
This guy's got good taste.
You sure you're up for this after that little incident downstairs?
They don't call me Everhard because I've only got one bullet in the chamber. But just to be sure.
Should you be taking more of that?
More? I didn't take it the first time.
You mean...
That's right, baby.
We're gonna have a good time tonight.
She pushes him back.
Now, get your worthless ass on the bed, you peasant.
Excuse me?
I said get on the bed, you worthless peasant!
What is your problem?
Whoa, what's that?
Ow! I said get on the bed! And I meant it.
Oh, yeah, baby. I get it. And I'm into it.
Shut up!
Ow! Ow! All right!
She grins maniacally as she whips him. Eric and Brandy are snogging. She moves down his torso towards his crotch, kissing him repeatedly. He looks awkward and sits up.
Brandy, look, I can't do this. I'm really sorry, okay? I mean, you're really gorgeous and really cool, and I'm sure that every single guy on this planet would love to sleep with you, including me. But I just can't. I'm in love.
She smiles.
I hope this girl knows how lucky she is.
I seriously doubt that.
He gives her a peck on the cheek. She smiles as he gets up. At the pool party, Trent brings a drink over to Tracy.
I gotta say it again. It's a very nice surprise.
What can I say? I'm full of them.
So what about Eric?
We're on a weekend guilt-free pass. We can do anything we want.
Anything?
Anything.
I like the sound of that.
Trent leers at her. She takes a sip of her drink. Eric's in the car. He drives along a deserted road.
Crazy.
In the pool room, Ryan pushes naked Alexis up against the wall. Stifler shows Vicky into a bedroom.
Is this your room?
Why, yes it is, my diminutive goddess.
Good, because we are going to need a little bit of privacy.
She pushes him onto the bed. Coos's wrists are handcuffed around the back of a chair. Jill writhes on top of him. Coos is blindfolded.
That's it, you pathetic slave. Keep doing that.
Don't you think this is getting a little out of hand?
Oh, you haven't even seen out of hand yet.
I didn't mean we had to stop.
Oh, we're not stopping. We're just getting started. You ready to get kinky?
Whoa, this isn't kinky yet?
Not even close.
A purple vibrator.
What is that noise?
She lowers it to his crotch.
Oh!
On the road, Eric's car slows. The fuel light flashes.
You gotta be kidding me.
Eric pulls onto the side of the empty, dark road. He gets out of the car and looks around. A sign reads Great Falls, 10 miles. Eric looks towards the noise. A white horse stares at him from behind a fence. At the party, Trent leans over Tracy.
So you wanna go upstairs?
Yeah, I do.
Grinning, Trent stands. At home, Tracy's dad puts ice cubes in a glass and pours himself a drink. He looks up and opens the door to Eric on the white horse.
Hi, Mrs. Shirley. Is Tracy home?
Hello, Eric. No, she's not. She's gone to a party with Brooke and Natalie.
Oh.
Okay, well, sorry to disturb you. Have a good night. Yeah!
Crazy little fucker.
He looks down at a pile of horse poo on his doorstep and frowns.
I don't think sex has to be just one-on-one. What the hell?
Eric leaps into the garden.
Crazy!
Brooke and Natalie gawp at Eric on the horse.
Trace!
What the hell are you doing here?
And on a horse?
Where's Tracy? I have to see her.
We think it's best if you just leave her alone.
What? Why?
Because we know about your little sorority slut.
What are you talking about?
She saw you kiss that girl on TV.
Oh, shit. Wait a second. So what? I was on a guilt-free pass.
Wake up, Eric. There is no such thing.
Where's Tracy?
We gave Tracy a guilt-free pass, and she's using it right now.
He looks towards the house and runs in.
Tracy! Trace!
He grabs a nerdy ginger-haired guy.
Hey. Tracy Sterling, have you seen her?
I think she went upstairs with Trent.
Tracy! Whoa. Tracy!
Couples are kissing on the landing. Eric puts his ear against the closed door.
Trace, can you hear me? Are you in there? Trace, if you can hear me, I am sorry. I am really sorry about everything, okay? I know you gave me this pass, but I didn't use it. I mean, I did use it, but it was only for a few seconds. I couldn't go through with it, so I came here looking for you, okay? Look, I don't care about the sex. I really don't. It's not the most important thing. You are. Trace, I love you. Can you hear me?
Dude, do you mind? I'm trying to get laid here.
Eric stares at the blonde girl behind Trent.
You rode a horse for me?
Tracy's on the landing in a red dress. Eric beams at her as Trent goes back to the other girl. A crowd has gathered on the stairs.
When I heard her, I thought...
I can't do it either.
She walks towards him. They gaze into each other's eyes.
I love you too.
Eric smiles and they kiss passionately. Eric wraps his arms around her. He punches one fist in the air. Tracy laughs and hugs him. Brooke rolls her eyes and Natalie grins. Later, Eric and Tracy are alone in a bedroom, snogging.
Should we?
Eric nods. Tracy bites her lip and grins. They kiss tenderly. Eric leans her back on the bed while they kiss. Naked Eric lies on top of Tracy. He gently pushes her hair from her face. Tracy smiles.
You're the only thing I want, the only thing I want.
They gaze at each other as Tracy sways on top of Eric. Clothes are strewn on a bedroom floor. Ryan sleeps peacefully with his arms wrapped around Alexis. Jill is asleep in bed, Coos sleeps still tied to the chair, his head lulls forwards. The vibrator wriggles across the floor. Its purple light turns off. Day, Coos and Ryan are on a street.
I'm telling you, man, I parked the car right here. Well, obviously you didn't, because then it would be right here. Where the hell is Eric? Dude, I don't even know where my underwear is. Hey, somebody call a taxi?
Where the fuck did you go?
To get some breakfast. Ah, sweet, I'm starved.
They eat breakfast sitting on steps. Coos puts ice cubes down his pants.
I take it you guys had a good night? Oh, completely out of hand, bro. Where are the girls? They all split this morning. Said they had to drive to the state for some big party. Huh. That must make you feel pretty special. Special? Who cares about special? All I care about is the sex. Baby, I had plenty. And just how out of hand was the sex, Coos? I don't want to talk about it. Ever.
He leers at a girl.
Speaking of which, did you, seal the deal with that Brandy chick? No. Ah, I told you, pay up. But I did have sex with Tracy last night.
Their faces fall. Eric grins.
What are you talking about? Tracy. I drove home in the middle of the night. I ran out of gas, stole a horse, rode over to Allison's party. We had sex in the guest room. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You stole a horse?
Yep.
A real horse? Like the kind you ride and shit?
Yeah, a real horse.
That's fucking fantastic. I didn't think you had the balls for something like that.
Neither did I.
Where did you find a horse? Are there horses in Great Falls?
Eric frowns at Coos.
Proud of you. Stifler. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. But call me Eric.
Eric beams. The boys raise their eyebrows. They get into the car.
How do you feel? It was the best night of my entire life. See you in a year, college pussy!
The car disappears down the tree-lined street. Rock wanders into his house with a bunch of envelopes.
Mail call, bitches.
Tutor.
Scratchy. Tripod.
Rock opens an envelope. Inside is a CD labeled Payback's a Bitch.
What the hell?
What is it, man?
I don't know.
He strolls over to the DVD player and puts it in. Stifler and Vicky.
Smile for the camera, baby.
Stifler puts his finger up at the camera as he kisses Vicky.
Oh, man, that is fucked up.
Stifler!
ITFC audio description. We're at-